A complaint-driven culture. This is Joseph Tan here of GoodMonday.com. Do you have a complaint-driven culture? If you are constantly being told that the customer is always right, chances are you have a culture that is driven by customer complaints rather than value conviction. Think about it. If the customer is always right, then what value do you bring to the table? You are just merely executing on their whims and fancies, and there is no value add. The customer is leading your organization through a constant stream of complaints and demands rather than being a committed advocate. It is therefore your duty as a service provider to lead your customer with expert insights and advice so that they realize what they don't know through what you know. Make sense? In other words, you must be several steps ahead of your customers and be driven by conviction rather than complaints. Then there are reasons to keep coming back for more. What does it mean to be driven by conviction? A conviction is a standard of compliance that is non-negotiable. It is a set of principles that does not change with the individual fancies. Rather, it provides a standard or plumb line by which all other customer-related activities are performed. For example, Kimray, an oil and gas company, will never manufacture a product that is not backward compatible, i.e., customers will never be forced to upgrade for the sake of upgrading alone. Products manufactured in the 50s are still compatible with those manufactured today. This is the conviction of backward compatibility, and it permeates the entire product life cycle in Kimray, from design, purchasing, manufacture, and assembly. How does one go about setting a culture of conviction? Step number one, do what others are not doing. The law of averages are such that the majority of the companies out there are just doing what everybody else is doing. If the industry warranty is 3 years, then expect almost everyone would be offering 3 years. It becomes a conviction when you offer lifetime warranty. Leaders with conviction are those who would go out of their way to prove a claim that others do not have, be it quality, service level, or product design. You know that there is depth in their claims and not just mere promotion. Step number two, design rather than advertise. The best form of advertisement is word of mouth. A product or service which is motivated by conviction rather than complaint takes on a life of its own with almost a cult-like following. Think about the iPods and the iPhones. There is a conviction of simplicity in Apple's products that drives their design rather than just reacting to market forces. Step 3. Focus on character, not skills. In a market that is saturated with similar products, focus on how you sell rather than just what you sell. When you are serviced by people who are just merely doing their job, your needs may be met, but your future loyalty is not procured. But when you are treated by people who walk and talk with enthusiasm, joyfulness, and alertness, you develop a lasting impression, which then leads to loyalty. A culture driven by complaints is marked by constant stress, whereas a culture built on a bedrock of principles and conviction creates an atmosphere of stability and security where both customers and employees thrive in. A follower is driven by complaints. A leader is driven by conviction. Think about it. This is Joseph Tan here of GoodMonday.com.